Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, July 6th, 2015. Israeli soldiers ransack homes in the West Bank and kidnap civilians. Meanwhile, political prisoner starts an open-ended hunger strike. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers kidnapped early on Monday 13 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including several teenagers in Jerusalem, in massive home invasions. In addition, soldiers kidnapped two Palestinians near the Kerem Abu Salem, Kerem Shalom crossing after crossing the border fence with Gaza and took them to unknown destination. Also on Monday, the Palestinian Political Prisoners Society said that a Palestinian prisoner held by the Israeli army in the Negev detention center began a hunger strike. Daoud Hamadan began his hunger strike in protest of administrative detention policy of the Israeli military he is held under since June of last year. Last week, Qadr Adnan, a political prisoner held by Israel, ended a 55-day hunger strike, also against the practice of administrative detention. The Israeli military agreed to release Adnan on July 12th. Israel's army uses the administrative detention policy to hold Palestinians for unlimited time without charges or trial. In other news, Israeli security forces have arrested six Palestinian Bedouins from the same family from the Negev after accusing them of supporting the Islamic State group, the Israeli Internal Security Service reported. Two men who are relatives of those arrested have joined ISIS and are fighting in Syria, the sources added. Israeli sources claim that more than 30 Palestinians with Israeli citizenship have joined ISIS in Syria. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, July 6th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Jewish Maui and me, Ghassan Bannoura.